For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Just as schools and offices were closing due to COVID-19, volunteers in Springfield started a Facebook group where members could offer and ask for meals, diapers, household essentials, and anything else to help neighbors through the crisis. This week, the group celebrated 6 months. On Tuesday nights, Jennifer Moore and her 5 children pile into their minivan and make a stop at a church doing a grocery giveaway.
We pick up food for 7 families, and then we deliver it mainly to our side of town, but we do expand out a little bit.
They drop the bags off to people who responded in the Springfield Families Helping Families group on Facebook. A few volunteers started the group back in mid-March. 6 months into the public health and economic crisis, it's still a place where those with extra time or resources can offer assistance, and those who are in need can ask for help. Moore says she originally joined the group, which now counts more than 13,000 members, to make a request. She just had surgery and hadn't been able to get her stimulus check or unemployment payment, and at that moment, she was running low on shampoo.
So I read some of the posts and I seen how quickly people responded, and then that kind of took some of the nervousness away, seeing how helpful people really were.
Moore says a group member who lived nearby put together a whole care package with shampoo, toothpaste, deodorant, kids soap, and more. Moore was grateful, and when her health and financial situation improved over the summer,
then I started reaching out, helping other families that were in the situation that I was in.
Catherine Eastfold is an administrator for the group. She says one thing that surprised her was how many people were like Moore, posting to both request and offer.
We don't have these big, broad categories of these are the people who give and these are the people who need things.
Group members offered hand-me-down clothes, toys, and household items. Some ask about information on rent or utility assistance. Eastfold and the other administrators keep busy responding to up to 100 posts per day, making sure requests follow Facebook's rules and organizing posts into categories like basic needs and information. She says another big task is ensuring the group is a welcoming place to both give and receive.
We have an absolute no tolerance policy for any bullying that we see, for any rudeness that we see.
If a rude comment or prying question appears, the administrators can delete them and temporarily mute commenters or even kick them out of the group. Eastfold says it's essential to keep the discourse civil because it can take a lot of courage to ask for help, and requests are taken at face value. This part gives John Kelker pause. He's the executive director of the United Way of Central Illinois, which funds social service agencies and offers an information hotline. He says the online group is filling a need.
I think they're meeting a need that hasn't been met before.
Kelker says he wants to make sure assistance is in the right place.
I would ask anyone who's offering help to make sure their help's in the right place and that their heart is working along with their head to make sure their volunteer services and the gifts that they're giving are meeting their own expectations.
Eastfold, the group administrator, says the group follows principles of mutual aid. She gives a recent example of a mom asking the group for a folding chair for her child to use when remote learning. Looking around her office, Eastfold saw she had one and offered it up.
You don't necessarily need a grant or a nonprofit that's dedicated to providing that in order to get to people. You have to have neighbors who are generous, who have a little extra stuff and a little time on their hands.
Eastfold says during the coronavirus pandemic, it's inspiring to see the radical reliance on neighbors.
The more that we can take the pressure off of particular individuals to address this crisis and instead take this burden on as a community, I think that's a win for Springfield.
The administrators of the Springfield Families Helping Families group say they plan to continue as long as they're needed. I'm Mary Hansen.